uninhabited. I was unable to confirm life. It might be here, but we won't know till we look again. Friday's refuel day. Commander Winfield is prepping. I'll join him shortly. There's no shortage of ice and water to convert to oxygen, I can tell you that. I'll sign off now. End dispatch.
I'm sorry, Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, bottom line, what can you do?
Right.
I think in some ways, we should be lucky she's alive. That they're both alive.
Yes. You've done fantastic work. We like to tell ourselves that science is pure. The hunt for something new is itself so valuable. Unimpeachably important.
I know you still believe that. Deep down.
Results bring money. Results fuel science. In the future, missions without a defense angle or the potential for mining or colonization, they might never fly again.
I hope you're wrong.
I hope so too.
Look, Gordon, we proved that humanity can make it to Saturn and hopefully back. That's something. Finding life wasn't the only objective here, remember?
Practically, it was. Let's not kid ourselves.
I'm just saying, when someone writes the story of this mission, they're going to have to acknowledge that we tried something incredibly ambitious.
This is why you're the perfect Capcom.
Why is that?
You keep hope alive. Even when it's gone.
Heads up for that rut there.
Got it.
I forget how big these fuel tanks are sometimes. Not used to doing laps around them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how our fuel level's doing. Wrench, please. Thanks. Reminds me of checking the engine on my old Chevy. The gasket seal is... excellent! I practically lived under that hood. We've got about 10% oxygen fuel right now. Nothing we didn't expect, but tomorrow's going to be a long refuel day.
Right.
B, I'm not sure what to say.
You know, I haven't been outside on Enceladus till now. I mean, not really.
That's right. Second time for me.
I remember. So I guess this is my hello. And my goodbye. This isn't how it's supposed to end. I wish we had more time.
I know. I'm sorry, B. You did everything you could.
If you're all done with the fuel check, you wouldn't mind if I stayed out here a bit, would you? I just want a moment to soak it all in before we go.
Of course. Permission granted.
Thanks, Ty. I can bring the tools in.
Take all the time you need.
Dispatch 1019A, Carol Robinson, Capcom, Pisces Mission. You know, B, you're not the first astronaut who's been underwhelmed by results.
I should have talked to you more about that here on Earth. Didn't want to dishearten you, I guess. For me, it happened 17 years ago on Mars. We were tasked with finding water on this one plane. The idea was to test the soil for terraforming potential. I was a pilot. I landed her just fine. We had an ecologist, an hydrologist, a soils expert, a medic, an assistant pilot named Tyler, a good guy. You probably heard of him. A sizable crew. Now, this was back when the program was, you know, a little more flush. We had all sorts of dirt-moving machines. We looked and we looked. We dug and we dug. We thought it would be a routine thing, you know. We figured the soil would be farmed in a few years with some tweaks. Ha! It was dry as a bone. Parched, just chalk and dust. People called it a failure. It hurt. But over the years, I came to think of it this way. We discovered that it ain't that easy. That's worth knowing, too. We'll get there. Keep the faith, girl. End dispatch.
All right, helmet's on first. Everything is for NASA consumption now. Give me a check, please.
Check 1-2.
Comm check confirmed. We are broadcasting to you on refuel day. We're about to top off our oxygen tank. We'll be using our fuel converter to, quote, disassociate water molecules into elemental oxygen that we can use. How's that? B?
Yes?
I thought you'd be impressed by my molecular chemistry spiel.
Oh. Bravo.
Okay. Once it's on, the converter will send the oxygen down the hose to the fuel tank. Copy.
Roger that.
Toolkit. Check. Converter.
Check.
Hose. Check. I'm ready. You?
Affirmative.
Door one. Okay, B?
I'm fine.
Okay. Door two. Attaching the hose to the fuel tank. Gasket seal is tight. We're connected on this end. Everything good with the converter?
Roger.
This spot is the most level. Can you set it down here, please?
Yes.
Easy.
I got it.
Almost there. We have touchdown. Attaching the hose to the converter now. I've always thought there was something kind of medical about this. Like we're drawing blood from the moon. Confirm tight. Everything's ready. You won't count us off?
You can do it, Ty.
Okay. Flipping the converter switch in 3, 2, and 1. I can feel it vibrating in my boots.
Me too.
Let me check the connections. The hose is good at the converter. And at the fuel tank. We should be fine. It's just gonna take a while for this thing to get going.
Ty?
Yeah?
I lost it.
What?
It isn't buzzing.
I don't feel anything either.
I think there's something wrong with the converter.
Let's turn it off. That's protocol. Get it back to equilibrium, then try again.
Roger.
You okay?
Yeah. Yes. Fine.
Turning off converter in 3, 2, 1. Temperature looks good. Engine looks fine. Not overheated. Just like we practiced. We're back in Greenland.
Right.
Okay. Ready to restart?
Ready.
Counting down in 3, 2, 1. The converter is on.
Must be malfunctioning. Let's take it in for testing. We can send a dispatch. Get away from it!
I want to turn it off!
Let's steer clear and talk to ground. We'll know what...